These are guys that didn't practice today. Armando Allen with the knee. Chris Conte, of course, with the hamstring. He'll be out a while. Blake Costanzo has a calf muscle injury. Forte hurt his ankle in the game. Charles Tillman, just ribs and just, you know, just soreness from the game. And Brian Urlacher is, of course, is getting better, but he wasn't able to do anything. So we have a couple guys on the injury list right now, which you expect this time of the year. Beyond that, kind of staying on our same routine that we've used the last few weeks on what we do on a Wednesday. Tomorrow we'll, you know, get back out here and really get back into the routine, getting ready for Detroit. We know what's at stake. We know the scenarios and all that, but it didn't have anything to do with us. It's just about Detroit for us and playing our best game against them. We know them well. They know us well. And I know they're out of playoff consideration and all that, but I know there are a lot of records that they're shooting for and things like that, but division opponent, you shouldn't need much more than that to get you motivated for the game. It threw me off a little bit. It's like that all weeks. I mean, every week is like that for us. You know, we're not normally a team that gets into that type. I don't know why there would be any more. We know, again, we know each other. It's normally a hard-fought game, and that's all we're expecting from. Well, we're hopeful, number one, and he didn't finish the game, so that's a concern. But, I mean, his ankle is looking pretty good, and of course, it's a big football game, and they're all big, and we always play guys when they're healthy and ready to go. But and hopefully that'll be the case with Matt. He's pretty encouraged by what's happening. Not really. I mean, I say favorite part. I mean, I love everything about being in my position, but it's like that for every game. But this time of the season, yes, with you want to be relevant this time of the year. And this is a big game for us, of course. There's a lot at stake. And, you know, as head coaches want the guys to, you know, play their best game. This is a time really to say, peak. When do you peak? Right now. We saw a lot of progress last week, all three phases. We'll need that this week. We're hopeful again with him. And he was close last week. A team like this, it would be important to get, you know, a dominant inside player that can rush the pass and play the run, too. Henry knows what's at stake also, and hopefully we'll have him, too. We've had to shuffle, you know, a little bit the last few weeks just in general, but that's not the normal amount that we would have. So, you know, it'll be a little bit of an extra load for some of the guys. Early in the week. But hopefully by game time, we'll have, you know, the full allotment of our running backs ready to go. We have a big play board. And Charles has had the record for the last 9 years or so. He kind of set the pace with 13. And there's a lot, you know, we have a formula that we use to be able to get that 13 number. He's at 21 already with a game to go in the season. Just big play after big play. I couldn't tell you, you know, how valuable he is to our team and what he's done. And he's getting older. Keep hearing about how old he is and Old Hill Gang and all of that, but he's had another career year. That's what it is.